Hi, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Corey Howell. The date of service is 4/11/2024. Date of birth is 5/21/1977. Date of accident 1/6/2024. The patient, Corey Howell, is a victim of a pedestrian being hit by a car in an accident, leading to various issues, especially pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, as a spine pain, along with the tailbone area. Fracture of the left wrist leading to pain in the left wrist, along with fourth metacarpal fracture on the left hand leading to numbness and tingling. In addition, patient suffered from pneumothorax and fracture of the right ribs leading to chronic pains. Some of the pain is shooting down from neck to both the arms and left leg. He had a cervical disc discectomy and fusion, anterior discectomy, a month ago, from which he is recovering. He reports that his numbness is going on the right hand, weakness is present, motor weakness, as well as he has no touch and no heat sensations. The neurosurgeon at DMC, Dr. Toh, is working on and looking at him. I suggested to see a neurologist also to do a EMG. He reports of chronic weakness of the right upper extremity. He's also seeing a psychiatrist at Insight, and he's on Zoloft 25 milligram. He's also being provided Trazodone and Norvasc. And otherwise, he's stable. He's undergoing physical therapy and other conservative treatments. Pain in the left leg is quite severe also. All of these pains are around 10. ADLs are affected 10. And patient reports 20% improvement in the symptoms. Please review the chart for the ADLs for data service 4/11/2024, system review, additional history, substance abuse, compliance program, and in the physical examination, please mention blood pressure of 158/113, pulse 81, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, 2/19/2024. The dictation number will be 0311-015. The plan is to have the patient continue seeing all the specialists, which include neurosurgery. I have added neurologist. He can see a pulmonary specialist for his lung issues. He has a fractured ribs and numbness of the anterior chest on the right side. And also, he can see a psychiatrist to continue. He's also advised to see a neuropsych and psychotherapy to continue for his TBI. Physical therapy continues to 2 times a week in the affected areas. He's provided with Robaxin 750 milligram twice a day, and he's provided with Percocet 10/325, 60 tablets twice a day for pain control. He's provided a attended care 6 hours, 7 days, and he just came out of the cervical surgery and he's unable to carry out his home chores. We provided with a housework replacement, work disability, transportation, case management as well. So far, his medical is stable and he'll be reviewed in 30 days' time. Thank you.